What's the difference between a sack and a bag?
I would think that probably the sack would contain more. And I don't know why I say that.
What did feed used to come in? Those rough brown?
Beans?
Feed.
Oh, feed. It came in bags.
What did you call those bags?
Burlap.
Any other name for a burlap bag?
We call them feed sacks, you know. Mm-hmm. You have any extra feed sacks.
What about gunny or toe sack?
Yeah, they're gunny sacks. I've heard that, yeah.
Is that a
toe sack? Yeah, I've used the terminology toe sack.
What did you think you called it when you were little?
Toe sack.
And what would you call the amount of corn that you could take to the mill to be ground? Did you ever hear an expression referring to just the amount you could take at one time?
A bushel, a peck.
What about a turn?
I've heard that, but, you know, that seemed like that come out of Mississippi or Arkansas. Uh-huh. One. Those people, I know the people from Mississippi say a turn of corn or a turn of meal or a turn of this, you know.
Uh-huh.
But not predominantly here. I never did hear it too, you know, occasionally.
If you went out and got as much wood as you could carry in both your arms, you'd say you had a...
I've heard that terminology used, turn, bring in a turn of wood.
Uh-huh.
Over in West Carroll a lot of time when I was a kid.
What would you say?
Armful.
And on a wagon that didn't have a full load of wood, you'd say you just had a...
part of a load.
Did you ever hear it called a jag?
Yeah, I've heard that, yeah, jag.
How much is a jag?
I guess enough to get by till you have time to go get a lot, you know. I mean, some people, I've heard people say, I'm going to run over here and get a jag of wood,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they wouldn't bring back very much. And then
could they carry it in their arms?
Well, depends on what mode of transportation they went after. If they just went out and said, I'm going to bring a jag of wood in, maybe bring two sticks. That doesn't mean a lot. And if they went in, we used to have a wheelbarrow we rolled wood to the porch with.
Mm-hmm.
I would. Bring just what Grandma made me bring. She had a different word for it, but anyhow, you know, it's...
Did you ever hear another name for the wheelbarrow? Did you ever hear see one with two wheels at the front?
Georgia buggy.
When was the Georgia buggy used? What was that?
When we built this, I was in 37.
Mm-hmm.
I got well acquainted with one then. I helped push that concrete up a ramp to pour that concrete lift. All the football players worked at it some. And we had to pull them, everything full of concrete. Two of us pulling and one pushing. And I fell out with a Georgia buggy right there because they get overloaded.
I think there was a tree limb across the road that's too heavy to lift, you'd say. I just took hold of it and I...
drug it.
Okay. You say, we've already put that limb out of the road.
Dragged it out of the road.
Okay. And you take hold of it and you...
drag it.
Okay. And if you wanted to chop a log or saw it, you might make an X-shaped frame by driving a...
sawhorse.
Hmm?
Sawhorse.
How would you build a sawhorse? Is that X or A-shaped frame?
It's X because, you know, you need it to lay your log in at the top. Some people just, I've seen them built, and I've built them. And you put two X's at each end, depends on the length. Most of them, 6 foot long.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen people build them with an X on one end and a pole going to the ground, and they use a buck saw, they call it, to saw that log with.